This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins me on the program. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I am doing well. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, and I want to thank you for...
It's good to be with you.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Where should we start? How about the recent announcement by the governor that he would like to deputize, the federal government to deputize members of the Virginia State Police to enforce national immigration laws? What were your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's that's the right thing to do. You know, there are a number of localities in Virginia who have already obtained that authority for their local law enforcement agencies. There are other states around the country who have obtained that authority, and what it basically does is authorize either state or local law enforcement officials to arrest and detain illegals when they find them in the normal course of their law enforcement activities. And, you know, I've always viewed that as just kind of a common sense thing, that they ought to be able to do that because these are people who are violating the law. But in order for state or local law enforcement officials to act on behalf of the federal authorities in that way, they have to have this specific designation and the training that goes along with it. And this is the first step in giving that designation and training to statewide law enforcement officials, and I think it's a good idea.
I have to tell you personally, when I first heard the news, and well, when I first heard that so many people were shocked by it, I had thought that this was, I'm sort of in agreement with you on this, I thought this was sort of standard practice for a lot of local forces, and a lot of states were actually doing just this kind of thing.
Yeah, they are, and I think in Virginia, and I, don't hold me to this number, but I think there are something like six or eight localities, mostly in northern Virginia, where local law enforcement officials already have that authority. And again, I think most people do view it as common sense. If a law enforcement officer encounters someone in the course of their normal law enforcement activities, and they find out as a result of that that they're illegally in the country, it just makes sense to most people that they're able to arrest them and detain them until the federal authorities can take custody of them and begin the process of deportation. But, you know, what unfortunately happens now is that if law enforcement officials happen to encounter somebody who's in the country illegally, they have to notify the federal authorities, and under most circumstances, the federal authorities instruct them to release those people on their own recognizance and give them some date to show up for deportation. And, you know, I've always said, unless you're the stupidest illegal immigrant in the world, you're not going to show up, you know, because you're already in the country illegally. Why would you voluntarily show up for deportation? So, you know, it just is one of those things that's common sense. I've never understood why so many people get excited about it. It is a provision that's available under the federal law, and, you know, we have long thought that that's an authority that should be given in Virginia, but it has to be requested by the governor. And in the past administration was not willing to request the authority. Governor McDonnell has said we are going to request the authority. But again, to most folks, I think it's just a common sense thing to do.
It's 26 minutes after 4, and we're talking live with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let me ask you your thoughts about Corey Stewart, who is chair of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, has launched a statewide effort to bring Arizona-style immigration laws to Virginia. And we spoke a couple of weeks ago with Doug Smith of the Interfaith Center for Public Policy in Richmond, and he said his concern was that kind of law would make it impossible for a soup kitchen. Well, he was saying a soup kitchen could get in trouble for feeding an illegal immigrant when they didn't even know it was an illegal immigrant. It may be a bit hyperbolic, but, you know, the point is there. What are your thoughts? Does Virginia need tougher anti-immigration laws?
Yeah, I think there are some areas where we could probably tighten up our laws. You know, fortunately in Virginia, we've taken a number of steps, Coy, over the years to already address a number of the issues that folks are sometimes concerned about. You know, for example, in Virginia, by and large, folks that are in the country illegally aren't getting benefit to state services. The only exception to that pretty much is emergency medical care or education in the public schools, which is required by the by the Supreme Court. But we've taken a number of steps to crack down on that in the past. We've taken a number of steps to crack down on criminal illegals, tighten our processes for getting a driver's license. So there are a number of things that we have done. But I think that they're, and because of that, I think we're actually in better position than a lot of states. Now, there probably are a couple other areas that we could look at, like this federal designation authority, maybe doing more to make sure that employers aren't knowingly hiring and employing illegal workers. You know, with any of these bills, the devil's in the details, and you kind of have to see the bill to know exactly what it's proposing. And any bill that might get introduced in the General Assembly session, we'll certainly look at. There may be some additional changes we could make responsibly make to our laws. But, again, we're fortunate in Virginia that over the last few years we've taken a number of steps which puts us in a better position than some states around the country.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, joins us every month on this program to keep us updated about politics and policy as he sees it from his office. Thank you, sir, so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.